Hello. I knew you were coming back. How? Well, you know, being a dungeon master comes with some special powers, don't you? Okay, actually, I just noticed that you forgot your bag of dice here, and I knew you were not going very far without your little treasures. So, here it is. But, are you busy right now? No? Well, it's just that I have a surprise for you. I was gonna tell you that before, but everyone left so quickly and I was a little never mind. Do you want to come in? Great. Follow my lead, adventurer. It's cool to hang out with you know, without everyone else around. I mean, of course, I like hanging out with them, but it's nice to have only the two of us for once, and, this is just getting worse, isn't it? No, there's nothing wrong. I'm fine. So, did you like today's session? Dude, I still can't believe you enlarged yourself and tried to suplex a freaking dragon. And you got a natural 20. Why do you always defeat my scariest bosses in the most ridiculous ways? Oh, genius strategy. That shit had like a 90% chance of going wrong. You're a lucky bastard. That's what you are. Anyway, I'm glad you had fun too. With how stressful work is getting, it's nice to have a way of escaping to another world every once in a while. Oh, what's the surprise? Oh yeah, that. Silly me, forgetting about the reason she brought you here. Well, you're my most dedicated player. You're always helping me with anything you can and making sure everyone is having fun. You also bring snacks, which I highly appreciate. And I didn't give you anything on your birthday a couple of weeks ago, so I just wanted to do a little thing for you as a way of saying thank you. Kind of like a special solo session. I promise it won't be super long. No, it's not D&D. Let's say it's something that I created for this occasion. Is that okay? All right. Well then, please get comfy on the couch. I just need to get my notes here. Oh, do you want something to eat? No? I think we're ready then. All right. This is an urban scenario. It's a dark night filled with heavy rain. As you are walking through the streets, you notice you're probably not going to be able to get home safely like this. You need to find a safe place to stay. What are you going to do? It's hard to see, but you eventually recognize a familiar place, the home of an old friend. You couldn't warn her beforehand, but you're pretty sure she's going to be glad to help, considering the situation. All right. As you enter the building, you can finally put your umbrella down. You go to the elevator, and after a short while, you are in front of her door. You knock on it, and she doesn't take too long to answer. She is currently wearing her typical sweater and nerdy glasses and seems very happy to see you, readily telling you to come in. You explain the whole situation, and she tells you you can stay for as long as you want. You two keep talking for a while, reminding yourselves of stories about the good old times. You notice, however, that she seems to be hiding something. Make a charisma check for me, please. No. Inside the Pringles can. You know how it works. Interesting. Okay. When you mention this, she gets, a little embarrassed, and she says she has something for you. She takes a folded piece of paper from her pocket, extends her arm, and gives it to you. You open the paper, and it reads that This is the seventh time I've tried to write this. Every time I try to do it the normal way, I just stare at a blank paper for hours without doing anything. So I'll try to do it my way this time. You are to me what rage is to our barbarian, or what a sneak attack is to a rogue. Every time I'm near you, I feel like I've rolled on the wild magic table and cast a fireball centered on myself. Your voice sounds like bardic inspiration for me, and each time you say something nice about me or hug me tight, I freeze like I've been affected by old person. It makes me want to cast time stop and permanence so I can spend forever in that moment with you. Hey, don't interrupt your GM. Let me finish. And you didn't need any of the enchantment spells to do any of that. You do it just by being you, being the amazing person you are. You didn't have to play a thief to steal my heart. And if I could be your girl, I would be happier than a goblin after setting something on fire. I would never need a ring of warmth or a ring of protection to keep me safe. If I had a luck blade, I would use all three wishes asking to be with you, just to be sure fate doesn't try anything against us. And I've always told you how I would like to be an adventurer in the real world, but God. And I took an arrow in the heart from you. She closes the paper and starts staring at you. What are you going to do? Kiss her? She did that just happen? Please tell me I didn't faint and start hallucinating. Oh my God. This is real. I'm so sorry. My mouth is shaking. Actually, my entire body's shaking. Fuck. Look at my hand. This was the only way I figured out so I could manage telling you this without freezing completely like an idiot. I was expecting you to think I'm a weirdo and say you only liked me as a friend or something, not grab me and kiss me. You want me to be more than your friend? Fuck. Can you let me freak out for like 5 seconds before we keep going? Thanks. Okay, I'm good. Fine. Come here now. Remember that charisma check you rolled? That was definitely a nat 20. You don't even know how happy I am right now, dude. I was so afraid of being rejected. I like you so much, and I want you so much, but I also don't want things to get weird between us, and I'm probably gonna feel extremely stupid now, but I need to know. Were you feeling the same thing for me all this time? This means that if I just had the courage to tell you this, like, 3 years ago, we could. Why do I need to be like this? Oh, no, it's not your fault. Okay, fine. We're both idiots then. Deal. Also, I don't think crying over a little spilled milk will help us right now. We just need to. Make up for the lost time. Please tell me I'm not the only one feeling a little, warmer after those kisses. Yeah, you know what I mean. Wanting to do, stuff. All right, come on. I know we're socially awkward nerds, but we're not 15. We're both adults here. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to have a little fun with the person you like, right? I mean, if you want to, of course. You do, huh? I'm glad. Also, that does mean you can take that cushion off your lap now. Your stealth skill is terrible, dude. Oh. Oh, wow. Did you really get like that just from kissing me? I mean, I have messy hair, sweatpants, and a sweater. Not exactly the perfect combo to seduce a man. I'm happy you want me so much, even like this. Think I'll never get tired of kissing you like this. But, I have another surprise for you. Just take off your shirt and keep sitting on the couch exactly where you are. Then close your eyes. Trust me, you'll like it. Can I be honest about something? I've been thinking and fantasizing about this night for so long. And now we're finally here, and I don't want to just be the shy nerd. I mean, this is who I am, but when I'm alone with you, I want to be something more. I want to be slutty and sexy for you and show you how much I want you. Is that fine, baby? Thank you. Well, how does it feel? Having me on your lap, straddling you, wearing nothing but my panties? Do you like feeling my naked chest pressed against you? My thighs around your waist? I bet you do. And now, what are you going to do? Going straight to grabbing my butt. Guess I'm not the only one who started getting more forward, am I? You can open your eyes now, by the way. So, what do you think? Sorry for the lack of modesty, but I think I have a pretty nice ass. And it's yours now. I'm yours, baby. So, please, use me. I'm your little slut tonight. Oh my God. Your mouth feels so good on my tits. Please, please keep sucking on them. Oh, yes. Feel how hard my nipples are. Keep teasing them with that pretty mouth. Just like that. Oh, don't mind me. I'm just taking your pants off.
Your poor cock is almost bursting out of them, so I think I'll give it a little help. Just keep squeezing my ass and sucking my tits. You're driving me fucking crazy.
I think your staff of power is fully charged here, because,
look how hard you are.
By the way, just because we're almost fucking here doesn't mean I'm gonna stop being weird. I hope you're aware of that. You signed up for the whole package. No returns now.
Also, you're not the only one guilty here. Oh god, your cock rubbing against my clit feels so good. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I'm completely soaked. At this point, I'm pretty sure you already noticed that, though, with the way I'm grinding on you. It's your fault for being so hot, you little lust demon. You know what? I'm sorry. I know I'm not being very ceremonial here, but we have too much pent-up desire to release. Please take your underwear off and let me ride you. I need this. My pussy is dripping wet and twitching for you. Wow. Just look at that. So hard and veiny and throbbing for me. Oh, fuck it. I've definitely failed my will save here. Baby, I can't hold back anymore. I'll just pull my panties to the side and slide you in. Yes, this feels so fucking good, being filled up by you. Yeah, keep grabbing my ass and making me bounce on you. This is where I wanted to be this whole time. Fuck. Straddling my best friend with his cock inside me. Fuck. I bet this is driving you crazy too, isn't it? Knowing that your shy, nerdy dungeon master is such a little cock slut for you. Only for you, baby. Come on, please thrust your hips into me too. I want you to go as deep and as rough as you can. I want to be ravaged by this hard, delicious cock. Wait, I should probably take off my glasses before I break them here. There. Just go ahead and throw them wherever and kiss me. Yeah, I know I'm almost blind without them, but who cares? I don't need to see anything right now. I just need to feel you inside my tight, wet pussy. Oh, fuck. Yes, right there. Oh, God. Can you feel how much I'm twitching and squirming because of you? Oh, fuck. If you keep going that deep inside me, I think I'm not gonna last very long. Fuck. No, Don't stop. Don't go slower. I want to come all over your cock. Keep thrusting into me. Keep grabbing my ass hard and pulling me up and down. Show me how much you wanted me, baby. Hey, are you... are you rubbing my clit with your finger? That's not fair, you know. You're cheating. Oh, fuck. That's it. I can't hold back anymore. Please, please make me come. Make me spread my juices all over you. Please, please. Fuck. Yes, yes. Never came like that before. Wait, you didn't come yet. And that was supposed to be about you. Well, I guess I'm just gonna have to make you come in my mouth. So, let me just... Let me kneel in front of the couch and suck this incredible cock. I want to taste you and taste myself on you. Oh, holy shit. Look how drenched I got you. I gotta say that our tastes combined makes for a pretty delicious treat. Especially when I get to taste it on your hard cock with all that pre-cum dripping down. Yeah, you can put your hand in my hair if you want. I'm pretty sure it can't get any messier than it is anyway. hold my hair and feel me sucking your cock. Licking the head. Tasting your pre-cum. You want to come in my mouth, baby? I know how worked up you are from fucking me. You don't need to hold it back anymore. Just relaxing. Let it go. Fill my mouth with all your hot milk. I want it all. Yes. Come for me. Come in my mouth. Come for. Wow. Did I really tease you that much? I didn't even know someone could come like this. I'm really glad I took the courage to do what I did, even if it was in the weirdest way imaginable. This was amazing, and you're an amazing guy. Can I lie down on your chest now? Yeah, on the couch. Do you want to stand up and carry me to the bed? Because there's no fucking way I'm going to stand up and walk there now. You drained all my constitution, you little monster. Also, your chest feels so... so comfy. You know, dude, if you keep fucking me like this every night, you might even get that Holy Avenger you want so much, you know? Completely by chance, of course. I'm kidding. You know I wouldn't be caught dead giving advantage to one of my players. Even if he is my boyfriend now. Well, at least not in the game, you know what I mean? I'll have to admit that this was the best game night we ever had, though. By far.